Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, no?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful time. Amen. We're going to start with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. You are awesome. You are altogether lovely. There is none like you in the heavens, the earth, and under the earth, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you thanksgiving today, Lord God. We just thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And then we give you praise, Lord God. We just praise you. Hallelujah. You are our God. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And then, Lord, we just thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, once again, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope you had a good meal and good fellowship with family and friends today. And you know what? We just want to thank you for sharing this time with us. Well, we've had a good meal today. I mean, seriously good meal. And even good times with our family today. Hallelujah. And I just really want to thank you guys. I said it just a moment ago, but I'll say it again. Thank you for sharing your time with us. And we just, you know, we could have not done anything today at all, but we just feel like the Lord has a word today. Amen. So we're praying that the word that he has today comes forth with clarity, hallelujah, and not by power nor by might, but by his spirit, amen, hallelujah. So the word that the Lord has laid on my heart today is, after Thanksgiving, what's next? After Thanksgiving, what's next? In America, the history of Thanksgiving began with pilgrims and Native Americans, also known as American Indians or Indigenous people, gathered together to celebrate a successful harvest. The first Thanksgiving was held in the fall of 1621. Sometime between September the 21st and November 11th. And get this, it was a three-day feast. So to answer our question, after Thanksgiving, what's next? In the historical context, the answer would be two more days of feasting. Amen. And so most people only have a one-day feast. My family has a big Thanksgiving feast, and we've had it for many years because it was a double celebration. My maternal grandparents' wedding anniversary was on or near Thanksgiving, and they were married for, I think, about 67 years. So what we did for all, well, so many years, and I believe my mother started, Pastor Mom started this, was that the day after Thanksgiving, we would get together and have a fish fry. And guess what? All these years later, we're having a fish fry tomorrow. So anyway, after Thanksgiving, what's next? In my family context, the answer would be our Friday fish fry. So after Thanksgiving, what's next to over a million people is going to the Black Friday sales or the Cyber Monday sales, starting to buy gifts for Christmas. So now let's go into the Word of God and find out, in the context of the Word of God in the Bible, after Thanksgiving, what's next? Let's go to the Word of God in Psalm 100. And it's five verses, so let's read the whole Psalm 100. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. The key is to come into his presence. Amen. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I don't know if you noticed in verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And then it says, with thanksgiving, And then it goes on to say, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. There's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In Leviticus 22, verse 29, it says, and when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. There are times when it looks like there's nothing to be thankful about. When we began to thank God as an act of our will, rather than because our circumstances have changed, we are giving him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Also, as we thank him, we magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 69, verse 30 says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. To magnify is to make great or to enlarge. Think about it. If you take a magnifying glass, it bends light rays to make things look bigger than they are. Many optical devices use the same basic idea of bending the light to fool your eye or brain so that through the light, and it looks like it came from becomes bigger, you know, usually larger or closer. When we thank God, we are saying, God, you are greater. You are greater. You are larger than any circumstance or situation. Also, thanksgiving is an act of faith. In the natural, when we thank someone, we usually do it after something has been done for us. We send thank you cards, notes, and gifts. When we thank God before we see our needs met, before we see situations, circumstances change, we are thanking him as an act of faith. Lord, thank you for taking care of all my needs. We say that even before we see the needs being taken care of. Well, that's a little bit about thanksgiving from the Word of God. Let's go back to Psalm 100, verse 4, because there's more in it. And we began to see what happens after thanksgiving. So Psalm 100, verse 4 says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Yes, hallelujah. After thanksgiving, thanking God, we praise God. Hallelujah for what he has done. We look at Psalm 150, verse. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And then it says, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord wants us to praise him. You know, King David praised the Lord. I mean, he's known as a praiser who just, he praised the Lord so much that, you know, his clothes were falling off because he just danced and he praised the Lord. And he wasn't looking at what was going on. He wasn't looking at the fact that he was the king. You know, he just wanted to just be in the presence of God. He wanted to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing to praise the Lord. And that's where we go after thanksgiving. And basically, you know, when we look at thanksgiving, we're looking at what the Lord has done for us. And we thank him for what he's done. You know, thank you, Lord. You know, we sing songs about it. Hallelujah. You know, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, from my heart. You know, and we thank the Lord for what he has done. When we get into and what he has done for us. Amen. And then when we begin to praise him, we begin to look more at him. you know, at his attributes, at what he has done. Hallelujah. And 1 Chronicles 16:9 says, sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Hallelujah. So we just began to praise God because of all of his wondrous works, whether those wondrous works were directly related to us or not, but we, everything he does is really related to us, but we just, you know, we want to praise him. Hallelujah. Psalm 71 verse 6 says, from birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. Hallelujah. Psalm 28 verse 6 says, praise be to the Lord, for because he has heard my cry for mercy. Amen. So still, you know, when we praise him, we're still involved in that, but we look more at him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the highest praise, you know, and I find myself saying that a lot. The highest praise is hallelujah. So we go from thanksgiving, we go into praise. And hallelujah is such a wonderful word because it's in every language. They may pronounce it differently, like maybe someone from Latin America may the Latin countries may say hallelujah, but it's still the same word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And if you ever heard someone say praise the Lord, when they say praise the Lord, then hallelujah is the response to praise the Lord, because that's what that means, and it's the highest praise. Think about the tabernacle, and I think about there were other tabernacles that were made, and I think about the tabernacle of Moses, that where the Lord gave Moses the specifications to put together a tabernacle. And that tabernacle was, it was like intense, and they could pick it up and take it on to the next place. But it was a place that was, that the Lord wanted to show them how to get into his presence, you know, to give them the opportunity to be in the presence of God. And the Moses' tabernacle and the other tabernacles, you entered in through a gate. And when you entered into the gate, then you went into the court. There was the outer court, there was the inner court. Hallelujah. And then certain things were done in the court. And the courts were always out in the light and in the open. And what was going on in those courts were sacrifices, you know, when they would sacrifice the animals in these courts, in the outer court. And then around in the inner court is where they would cleanse themselves. There was a laver, and they would cleanse themselves in the court, and then they would go inside these curtains, and inside would be the holy place. So the first place that they would go outside the courts is the holy place, and then from the holy place. And there were prayers that were made in the holy place. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing because that's a whole study going through. But when you're in the holy place, there was no light. There was a lamp that was in there. There was a table of showbread. There was a table of incense where they would, you know, the incense would be like the prayers going up to the Lord. And then there was a veil there. And on the other side of the veil was the Ark of the Covenant. And that was where the presence of the Lord was. And it's also called the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. So there was a place where they were going, even in that tabernacle. And in Psalm 100, or even in other parts of the Psalms, but mainly in Psalm 100, where it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So it was saying, go into the gates where there's sacrifices being made, where there's cleansing being made, and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And then go into the holy place, go into the court, the outer court, the inner court, and that's where the cleansing was done. And we're praising God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to back up a little bit. Go into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court praise. So just being thankful that you're going into the gates, and then the sacrifices happen in the courts. The cleansing happens in the courts, and you're praising God, you know, as you go into that. But then you get to the holy place, and that's where the worship takes place, in the holy place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you, even as you listen to me, to do a study on the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Because in this short amount of time, we're not even saying even half of what's going on. But I encourage you to do that. And so in the courts is where God is praised. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:3 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I mean, those are the kind of praises where you talk about, you know, what he has done. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And then just thinking about going from praise into worship. There was a point where the whole point of the tabernacle was to get closer and closer to the Lord and to really first look at our relationship with him, with thanking him, and then to just begin to praise him. That's another level, a closer relationship with him, is to go into praise. And then we even get, as we go into worship, and when we look up what worship is to bow down. There's different, you know, positions where we worship the Lord. And even if we're not bowing ourselves down, our heart is bowed down, you know, before the Lord. Hallelujah. Speaking of worship, 1 Chronicles 16:29 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It's something beautiful about holiness. Amen. In the beauty of his holiness. Psalm 96:9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Psalm 27:4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. So what's after Thanksgiving? After Thanksgiving comes praise. And he wants everybody to, he has given everybody the ability to praise him. And he says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. And then when it comes to worship, going into that place of worship with the Lord, John 4, verse 21 says, and it's talking about, Jesus is talking here. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me. And he's talking to the woman at the well. And they had this conversation, you know, back and forth. And then he said to her, woman, believe me. The hour comes when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. John 4:23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's where we're going. That's what's next after Thanksgiving. What's next is praise, and then after that is worship. And I was just, you know, meditating on that, and I love the, you know, how God gave us that tabernacle to even look at, and you know, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and then after that, going into the holy place and the holy of holies. And I was just meditating on the holy place. In the holy place, we worship the Lord. We tell him who he is. You are the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You are the Almighty God. There is none like you, Lord God. There's none beside you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just began to tell him who he is. And I believe, this is Barbara Kizzy, but I meditating in the spirit, that we can worship the Lord and tell him who he is and just, you know, talk about him. And but I believe to get into the Holy of Holies, where we're in his presence, into when we're that place of worship, that we get in that place, spirit and in truth. And I just had this visual of being in the holy place and the spirit and truth, spirit being the Holy Spirit, standing on one side of us, and then truth is Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then Jesus on the other side. And then there's this wonderful escort when we're saying who God is. Hallelujah. And just with all of our heart and our mind and our strength and everything that we are, and we're just worshiping him in the beauty of holiness. Then the spirit and truth just escort us right into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there are times when I've been just worshiping the Lord, and there's another place that I go into. You know, it's not like I don't perceive his presence in the worship, but the worship goes into, and I'll say those holy of holies moments where there's no more words. The words are just not sufficient. They just don't do it. You know, I mean, we may go into tongues, but then that just doesn't even do it. And it's like, you know, we just go into and just are in his, we're just in his presence. I can't even totally describe it, but we're just escorted into that beautiful place, the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for me, I can just, you know, it's like I can just perceive him living and moving and having his being on the inside of me. And it is an awesome, awesome place to be. So what's after Thanksgiving? There's a whole lot after Thanksgiving. Amen. It's where we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him, we praise him, and we go into worship. And then even the greatest worship that we have in the Lord is when we've been in his presence, where we began to look like him, we began to act like him. Hallelujah. And his being is made fully formed and whole on the inside of us, where the worship becomes our lifestyle. We have a lifestyle of worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. And we continually seek his face. Thanksgiving and praise. We'll talk more about, you know, what he's done and what he's done for us in the worship. Hallelujah. It's all about him. All about him. And that's what's next. Hallelujah. That's what's next after Thanksgiving. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Thank you all for joining us tonight. I wasn't going to stay on long, just to give you that word that was on my heart. I'll give you a moment if anyone would like to make any comments, say what you're thankful about. You can press your number one key. Otherwise, hallelujah. We will go on and have a blessed night. Amen. I just pray that the Lord just touches your heart and talks to you even more about Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I see one person has pressed their number one key. Of course, Mom, Pastor Mom, is always going to say something first. But anyone else, if you want to press your number one key, you can do that. Pastor Mom, we're just going to open a line a moment for you. We want to hear your voice tonight.
Wonderful message tonight, and I enjoy that. I say, that sounds like me, that's what I would preach about, how good and how nice Thanksgiving is. And I just praise the Lord for that message tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. When you said it sounds like you, hallelujah. That's good. Amen. I consider that a great compliment.
Mm-hmm.
So praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Love you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Catherine. Pastor Catherine, praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. I enjoyed what I heard. You know, I'm tired. I was asleep. I just kind of had to doze all in and off. But there is a lot after. Yes, there is a lot after Thanksgiving, and I just continue to pray that we would just continue to just to remember to enter His gate with Thanksgiving. But after Thanksgiving, there's so much just to praise and worship Him for, because He's so worthy. I just thank Him for this day.
Hallelujah.
That I was able to host my family today. I know
yes.
It's kind of hard on my body, but I thank God for the strength that He's given, and I thank the Lord for family. It's a blessing to just to have family, and my prayer is that those ones that are listening in the future to this, that we don't let the enemy cheat us out of our family gathering, because I sense that in so many families that the enemy is he's so shrewd at this particular time, and people are withdrawing, and they're thinking there are other things that are even better than their own. But God knew the type of family. He knew exactly who we belong to, where we belong. And so I think we should be thankful and appreciative for where God has placed us. And so I just thank the Lord so much for family, and that we would just continue no matter what. And we're not, none of us are perfect, but this is what God has given us, and we're to appreciate it. So thank you so much for coming on and telling us some of the things that after Thanksgiving.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Once again, happy anniversary.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again for being our hostess with the mostess today. And we just pray for you right now. We thank you, Lord God, that all the virtue that has come through Pastor Catherine, that you replace it even now without limits, measures, or bounds in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, just renew her, restore her, refresh her, and revive her, Lord God, by your Spirit, energy, strength, Holy Ghost vitality, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And for Pastor Catherine, and then all of those who have just been the hostess or who have reached out and to help others. And, you know, you may feel a little weary right now, but don't be weary in your well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Thank you so
Have
much.
Have a blessed night.
Okay, you too.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Glory to God. I'm just grateful. I really thank God. When I woke up this morning, I was just thankful. You know, Pastor Mom, she's still here with us, 86 years. Hallelujah. And I give God glory and thanks for that. And even today, you know, as Pastor Catherine was saying, being together with the family members, the Lord just told me to hug one of my cousins who I think he's still a teenager, maybe 19. I think he's 19. And I just, you know, reached out and hugged him, and he's like, thank you. Thank you. You know, you think these kids, they just all into whatever they're into. But that hug meant something, you know, to him today, and he let me know it. And I was like, thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. And so, you know, sometimes we do, it's a good thing to get together with family. Amen. So God bless you all, and have a blessed night. And Father, we thank you for just touching each and every person who's on the line tonight and those who will listen in the future, Lord God. Just touch them by your Spirit, Lord God. Strengthen each and every person with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. draw each and every one of us even closer to you, where we go from thanksgiving to praise, to worship, hallelujah, and that you know, we just get closer to you and we seek your face continually, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and get to know you more and more, where even our lifestyle changes, where we worship you with our life, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. We're just going to talk about our family of broadcasts. On Sunday morning, we're changing from 9 a.m. Haven't done the tape yet. But we're changing from 9 a.m. and going to 8 a.m. On Sunday mornings with our Sunday school broadcast. And tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We'll have Pastor Paul doing the Friday Night Lights. Amen. God bless you. And thank you for joining us. We invite you to enjoy the entire family of Get 'Em Radio broadcasts by calling 619-639-4733. That's 619-639-4733. Now, mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm. Meet us for Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. Bible study every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Prophetic healing every second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And finally, the Friday night edition of Get 'Em Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. When you have an opportunity, please Google Get 'Em Radio. That's GITM Radio. Click our Blog Talk Radio site and you'll be able to listen to this broadcast in its entirety, as well as our on-demand archives. And while you're on the site, click the Follow button and you'll get a reminder via email of all our upcoming episodes. If you're involved in a home, small, or parachurch ministry and would like to be a guest on Get 'Em Radio, please contact us at getemradio@gmail.com. That's GITM radio@gmail.com. Or call us at 903-776-4486. That's 903-776-GITM. We'd love to hear from you. Also, meet us on Facebook at God in the Midst, MIDST, and like us because we like you too. God bless and have a blessed rest of the day.
Y'all tell the people that